Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, with Halloween being just 10 days away, you might be looking for some costume inspiration. Well, the woman behind some of the most iconic Halloween outfits here in Dublin is the only one to give you exactly that. DJ and founder of Halloween, Maria Lawler, is with me this morning on 98FM. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, great, thank you for having me.
It's so good, right? And Halloween is fast approaching, okay? You are the only one that can give out this advice because some of the costumes you have had, Maria, over the last couple of years have just been insane. Your mind is incredible. But where does the inspiration come from?
Oh, it's all consuming. It's all I think about all year long. People are like, when do you start planning? It's like, I don't stop planning. This is a recurring theme for the whole year.
12 months of the year. 12 months. We were having a little chat a couple of minutes ago as well, and you don't just do one costume per year. You do like 3 or 4.
Yeah, no, I aim for 3 or 4. Yeah. It's an intense time. It has to be done. That's what I was saying. There's for every really good costume, there's maybe 1 or 2 absolute stinkers that I don't get to see.
never to make it to the Instagram. Now, some of my personal favourites have to be Dua Lipa card.
Yeah.
Mr.
Her.
Slato, Bratatouille,
yeah.
Molly Malone.
Yeah.
I mean, these are genius, Maria. But what's been your personal favourite costume that you've had?
Thank you. I think I loved Dua Lipa card.
Oh, so
because
good.
It was simple, it was effective. I also was able to take her on the go, and I like walked around with my bike for a while and was do a wheelie.
Do a wheelie. Oh, I cannot cope.
Good.
And when it comes to costumes like this, have you got all the materials and like all the bits and pieces that you need, or is this a little bit cost incurring?
I try to be as sustainable as possible, and because I think about it all year round, I can start looking up stuff on Vinted or Facebook Marketplace like in advance.
Yes.
So, but now October, you'll just see random packages coming through the door, or even like my poor long-suffering boyfriend, he will see notifications being like, set of fake mustaches has arrived. Oh, here it goes.
And he just doesn't ask any questions anymore.
Questions,
he knows what's going on. The likes of Dua Lipa card, I mean, you looked so like Dua Lipa, but also the giant leap card. You do put 2 and 2 together for something like that. Has there been any costume that you've had to kind of over-explain to people because they haven't quite got it instantly?
I think one of my first ones, I was working Pennies at the time, and I remember I had completely just forgotten about making a costume, and I grabbed an old maid costume on the way out and just printed off a load of stuff, and it was like a Chelsea players kind of jersey situation on top of the maid costume, so it was made in Chelsea.
Oh, brilliant.
But it wasn't immediately, like, people were looking at me being like, what is she doing, why has she got paper attached to her, this is weird. Took a lot of explaining.
A lot of explaining. But look, that happens sometimes. Is there any idea that you have that you're like, no, I have to save that for a really big year?
I always try to have one really good one because there's some that I'm kind of more doing for me than anyone else. Like last year, I just posted a picture of a blank wall. And it was John Cena because the whole joke is you can't see him. And so many people were sitting there looking at it being like, it's not loading. Like, no, that's the joke, guys.
That's the joke. And do you find a lot of people come to you, Maria, and say, I'm going to a Halloween party or I need a costume idea. Like, quick, give me ideas.
I get that. But I also get people like coming to me saying, oh my God, I think I know what you're going to do this year. Or they'll have loads of guesses, which is really good for me because I won't tell anyone. Like, no one knows, it's top secret until it is revealed. But they'll come to me with a list of things and I'll go, oh, you never know. And just writing them all down. That's actually a really good idea.
And do you mind if people take and kind of, you know, recreate the ones that you've done in the past?
I love it.
Oh, God.
That's why every year I do a recap of every costume I've done, hoping to see them be recreated. I had a good group one before that was all the Spice Girls, but they all wore bags. They were Spice bags.
Oh,
and it's a really handy group costume. That's easy.
If you do need the inspiration, and now that Maria has given you the go ahead to recreate some of the ones she's done in previous years, 100%. Head over to her Instagram and look at them. They are absolutely incredible. Now, I know you've just said you won't tell us what you're doing this year, but is there any hints or any ideas? Because the way, Maria, I'm going to be on Instagram the week of Halloween next week, waiting for your post to see what you were going to do.
I know. Can I give a clip? I don't know. There's one, and if you're a true listener of Leanne, you will know. Two songs ago, there was a clue. I didn't even tell you that.
Okay. Mm. That is all you need to know. Maria, shout out your Instagram that if someone wants to go and see what you've done before, they can have a look.
Thank you. It's at Maria Lalza on Instagram. Sorry, I made it when I was in 50. That's my name. It's Maria Lawler is my
it's
name.
Cute.
Maria Lalza. Oh, it's very millennial, isn't it?
Not at all. Go and check out the costumes. She is literally the founder of Halloween, the most incredible and clever woman that I know. And I cannot wait to see what you're going to do this year. Maria Lawler, thank you so much for joining
thank
me on 98
for
FM.
Leanne. Hannafin on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
Now it is coming up to lunchtime, and I always say this every single week. It is the best time to do this. Dublin Delish, where our lovely producer Russell, who also is Sunday Times restaurant critic, comes, gives a recommendation of somewhere delicious to eat across Dublin. Russell, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
And what have we got on the menu today?
Today, steak.
Yes.
Give it to me. I knew I'd win you over with a steak.
I didn't have a steak for the first time until maybe about a year and a half ago.
And you're obsessed.
I'm obsessed. Yes. Now I love a steak, and I'd be like particular as well.
Okay, tell me your steak order now.
My steak order is medium. Correct. I love ribeye steak.
Yes.
Oh, so stunning.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of it. What else do I need? What's the other criteria?
Do you have any sides?
Oh, sides would be like garlic butter, peppercorn sauce. I want like a couple of options.
Yeah, fries.
I'd
cream
have fries,
spinach,
maybe
mac and cheese.
No, mac and cheese now. Maybe a few onion rings.
Oh, lovely,
well.
lovely.
Okay, right. Okay. Give this to me. Okay,
we're
I'm
good,
in.
We're good,
I'm
we're
in.
Good. So, if you are within the kind of food realm of things and you follow various people online, you probably have seen there was a bit of a controversy in Dublin around steak recently.
I did see it.
Yes, there was a business called Entrecote, which opened up a Powers Court centre in the heart of the city, the Powers Court townhouse, isn't it? Yes, yeah. Just there. And huge furor, lots of people going to it. It was, I'm very carefully saying this, it was inspired by a place in Paris, but people seem to have thought it was an offshoot of a place in Paris.
Yes.
Very, very complicated story. That's too much for our lovely little delicious segment this lunchtime. But one of the things about it is its value.
Yeah.
You know, you were getting a 3-course meal for, in this place's case in particular, a 2-course meal at least, for a very good price. And there's a lot of places that are doing this for steak at the moment around Dublin City because it gets people in, people are happy and people are satisfied. But when you have lots of new places opening up, a lot of the older places get forgotten about.
Of course.
And some of the older places are doing it so long and doing it so well, it's kind of a shame to forget about them.
So you're bringing one of the OGs now that's been doing this the longest.
I am indeed. So back in 2014, Featherblade on Dawson Street opened up. Are you familiar?
I have never been. This is the top of my list of where to go. I'm so excited that this is what you're bringing me.
Let me whet your appetite.
Oh, he's
Leanne.
Handing me a menu as well.
So,
now, Russell, I've seen the menu already because I've literally earmarked this place so many times.
So, Featherblade, as I say, has been open just over a decade. A really great spot that is celebrating Irish beef because, of course, we make some of the best beef in the world. Mm. And not only do they do great steaks, they also do great burgers. And it's very good value if you go for the set menu. Now, lunchtimes, they open weekdays 12 till 3 p.m. and then in the evenings 5 to 9 p.m. and then weekends is the whole day.
Okay.
Before 4 p.m. they have an express lunch thing that you can get a steak sandwich or a burrata salad in and out. You're done in about half an hour. Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, and great value.
Fantastic value. You're talking €12, €15 for that. The set menu, a bit pricier than maybe some of those other places that we would have been referring to earlier on in our mysterious manner that we were talking about them. But €38 gets you a starter, a main, a side, a sauce and a dessert.
Which is brilliant.
Two people and maybe a drink after that. Under £100.
Yeah.
You know.
How, Russell, can I ask the question, because you're obviously involved in this and would know much more about it than I would. How can they do it for so cheap?
It's a good question. One of the things they're doing in Featherblade is they're using what is called a Featherblade steak.
Okay.
So usually in restaurants you have ribeyes, sirloins, fillets, côte de bœufs, all these types of things which are expensive cuts of meat.
Yeah.
A Featherblade is one of the kind of forgotten cuts that's often championed by kind of like butchers and different things to kind of encourage a more, I guess, affordable option for people.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they have here. So you can get that. You can get your strip loin and ribeye as well. As part of this deal, if you add on a little supplement, but the recommended one is to get the Featherblade steak.
Okay.
It's also, you're getting people in. You're getting people bums on seats and everything like that.
Exactly.
Maybe upselling an extra side here and there and everything like that.
Yeah.
But the starters, you get smoked bacon croquettes or a prawn pilpil or a burrata. All really, really delicious options. For dessert, you get your chocolate mousse, sticky toffee pudding, or a pina colada sorbet.
Oh, stop.
But you can also, if you don't want the steak, you can get the burger. And the burger is absolutely amazing. It was voted at one point Dublin's best burger, and it still is up there as a fantastic example of one. There's really thick cut bacon on it.
Yeah.
Gorgeous cheddar cheese.
Mm.
Absolutely wonderful. Really, really wonderful. And I think the thing that sells it is the pickled red onion and the black garlic mayo that's inside. It just adds such extra great flavour. Lovely char in the bun. The steak is fantastic. The chips are wonderful. Beef dripping fries. You can really taste the beefy flavour on them. Yep. And the mac and cheese, if you're a truffle fan, this is one for you as well. If you like that flavouring in there of truffle oil, it's absolutely perfect. As I say, €38 for the set menu per person. The whole table has to get the set menu. That's the other thing. So it's good to go.
Okay.
You're kind of splitting and sharing type of thing.
But that's okay, because even like the starters that you've listed off there, and if you want to check out the menu, you can as well. The sides, the sauce, the dessert, you have options.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the main thing.
And that's the difference between a lot of other places. You're told you have to have this, you have to have that.
Yes.
This is giving you at least a little bit of a choice. And
exactly.
If you feel a bit fancy, you can upgrade to a sirloin or you can upgrade to a ribeye. So it's really good. So this is Featherblade. It's on Dawson Street. That's Dublin. Mmm, delish.
Oh, I mean, I wanted to go before you brought it to me. And now that I have the menu in front of me and I know more about it, I think I might go today.
Do you want to go now? Do you want to leave the studio and just go now?
Let's go right now.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you so much. We got to go now.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.